Hello everybody, this is Audiomo day 14 and today I'm going to try and make my Audiomo, I'm going to try and make my brew a little bit more positive because yesterday I did have a bit of a moany Monday yesterday. It was one of those kind of days and it was just horrible yesterday. But today I am feeling a bit better today. My problem with the library hasn't necessarily been resolved 100%. I did eventually, sort of ring them and speak to somebody on the phone, and they said it was their server. It has nothing to do with my account. It's their server. It's been down for the past few days. I don't know how long past few days is, because at the end of the day, they managed to, I managed to get the email notification to say that my books are overdue. Well, not overdue, but I have a pre-overdue warning. So 2 days before my book is due, I have a notice, an overdue notice to say, in 2 days' time, your books will be overdue, or your books are due, or whatever, or your books will be due on this date. Just to sort of let me know really in advance that my due date for my library books are coming up very soon. So they managed to send me that, but I, but everything else doesn't seem to that, nothing else seemed to have been working. So, and they're actually having issues with people's logins and stuff like that. So people haven't been able to log in and stuff. But that's just because of their server, the library server, and nothing else. It's not our accounts or anything like that. But anyway, yeah, so I've kind of got that sorted now. Hopefully my books, hopefully I'm hoping that she recorded, the lady who spoke to me on the phone has recorded my name correctly, because if she hasn't, then that's going to be a problem. But anyway, so hopefully that's all sorted. But yeah, like I say, yesterday was a bit of a moany boo. I'm not going to moan today. I'm going to try and be a bit more positive, because, and I'm going to talk to you more or less about something that I took part in yesterday. It was something quite nice actually, so I thought, I'd do a boo on it. And just make a bit of a positive boo. So anyway, so yesterday on Facebook, I took part in what we called the compliment challenge. And basically, in the compliment challenge, is what you do is you write on your status. You write, you sort of write the status as your status as compliment challenge. Put your name. Oh, what was it? Write your name in the comment section and I will tell you something I like about you, something like that. So basically it was a bit of a sort of a challenge to, for people to put their names down, and then you write something that you like about that person and something nice about them. And I thought that was a really nice challenge because it's something positive and it was encouraging positiveness towards each other. It was encouraging people to think the think of the best of each other, and trying to find the best thing, a nice thing about each other, and just sort of letting people know what nice, what sort of nice quality they have, So it was quite a nice thing, and it was quite a nice challenge. And to be honest with you, because of yesterday, because of the day I was having yesterday, and because I took part in this challenge, it actually helped me forget all my worries and my woes, and it helped me, I was really annoyed and angry with the library server yesterday. So doing this challenge actually made me feel a lot more better, and I kind of sort of almost forgot about it, and I forgot to feel angry and stuff. So it was a really nice challenge. It was really good to do. I had a few people who did post on it. To be honest with you, I didn't think many people would. I didn't think many people would actually comment on it at all on mine, because I don't normally get many people commenting on my statuses. But surprisingly, I did get a few. But I think that's because, and I think the reason why I did was because people generally like to get complimented. People like compliments, so and so they probably just thought, oh yeah, why not? So, and they were probably curious as to how I, what I would say about them. So yeah, it was kind of, it was a bit surprising, in a sense. I even had one person who never ever comments on any of my statuses, hardly ever clicks like on any of my statuses. In fact, she's only ever liked one or two of my statuses. She hasn't liked many at all. So it was really surprised. It was a nice surprise to see her name on there. I didn't expect it at all. It's not as easy as, you know, as I thought. It wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. I mean, yeah, nice things to say about everyone, because I like everybody. Unless you do something really horrible to me, then obviously I'm not going to think anything nice of you, am I? You know, I'm one of these people who generally like everyone unless they do something to me. Then, you know, obviously, well, you're not going to like somebody if they're going to do something horrible to you, are you? So, you know, that's how it is with me. I like everyone. You know, I like, if you're nice to me, then I will like you. If you're not, then, you know, I wouldn't say I'd hate you, but I wouldn't be very generous in my positive thinking of you, if you know what I mean. So but you can't blame me, because at the end of the day, I'm human, just like anybody else. And I'm sure there's loads of you out there who would feel the same. You know, I'm sure there are people out there who, you know, who have many people that they don't really get on with. But you can't get on with everyone, that's the thing. So, yeah, but yeah, I'm one of these people who genuinely and generally just have nice things to say about everybody. Even still, it's even though I had something nice to say about everyone, it wasn't easy, because it was really hard to think of something different to say to people, you know. And you think like, oh well, I've said that to this person, so how am I going to say how can I make this one unique? And it's not easy at all to actually think of something unique. And then I was thinking to myself, today I started to think to myself, thought, what if somebody commented, somebody who I don't really talk to much at all, and I don't really know what to say to them, what happens then? It's like, what do you do? I just like thinking, oh gosh, what if, you know. But luckily, so far, everybody who's commented, I have had something nice to say. You know, I mean, it's not been too hard to come up with something nice to say, except, you know, that one person who doesn't ever, you know, who normally I send her text messages and stuff, and she ignores it. So, but, you know, I did come up with something nice to say about her in the end, but it just made it really, hard, because she's a nice person in general, and I don't have anything against her, to be honest with you, but it's just, when people ignore you and things like that, when they don't talk to you, and when they choose not to talk to you and stuff, it makes it really hard to think of anything. You have to, rather than thinking of something in the here and now, you end up thinking about something from before, you know, from when they were talking to you, and it's like, oh well, okay, so what do you do, you know? I don't hate that person or anything like that. I just felt that they put me in a bit of an awkward position, because I didn't know how to respond to it. So, you know, I didn't know what to say, but then I had to think about when we were speaking, and, you know, at a time when we were speaking and when we were good friends and stuff, you know. I thought, okay, yeah, I'll just have to keep it to the past, because at the present, there's not been any communication at all. So yeah, you know. But it was nice. It's a nice sort of challenge. It's a shame that Audio Boom have taken away the comments section, because what I would have done is I would have done the same challenge here on Audio Boom, and I would have gotten people to comment their names, and I would have had a go at, you know, saying something nice about each person who commented. But you can't do that anymore, because they've taken away the comments. And anyway, it would be 10 times harder on Audio Boom, because I don't know everybody properly. I don't know everybody very well on Audio Boom.